This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. President Obama talked up his plan to raise $302 billion for much-needed repairs to infrastructure this week. Roads and bridges, that kind of thing. Here, though, is one thing that is not on the president's list of fundraising tools. Raising the federal gasoline tax. That has traditionally been the way we've paid for roads and transit projects in this country. But the tax hasn't been increased for 20-some-odd years, and what is collected now buys a whole lot less than it used to. Marketplace's Dan Weisman has that story.
The last time the gas tax went up was 1993. 2 years later, a new Republican majority took over the House of Representatives with a promise to never raise taxes. Meanwhile, cost of concrete, construction workers, everything else has crept up. Here's Avery Ash. He looks at government policy for the AAA.
The gas tax was set at 18.4 cents per gallon in 1993. That's the equivalent of 29.8 cents today.
So to get back to 1993 funding levels, I got to go up by, 11.4 cents?
Assuming that fuel economy had remained flat.
Which it hasn't. Cars get better mileage than they did 20 years ago. Great news, but it means you'd have to raise the gas tax more to get back to 1993 levels. Then if we raise the gas tax, won't people use less gas? A little. Sean Lee is professor of energy economics at Cornell. He's worked out a formula that accounts for all of it.
So if we do a rough projection based on this number, we would need to raise gasoline tax by about 20 cents per gallon.
Just to get the highway trust fund solvent. And nobody thinks we're going to raise the gas tax at all. But at the state level, things are changing. Carl Davis is with the Institute on Taxation and Economic Policy.
States have seen that the federal government's not going to bail them out anytime soon in terms of their transportation budgets, so they're taking action into their own hands.
He says 18 states now peg gas taxes to inflation, or to the price of gas, which does tend to go up. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weisman for Marketplace.